What's up, fellow patriots? Welcome back to the Daily DOGE Report. We're back. It's season 2, episode 26, and as always, we are fired up and ready to dive deep into the swamp. Thanks to all you patriots out there for tuning in and for keeping the flame of truth burning bright. You guys are the real MVPs.
Real MVPs.
Today, we're strapping on our metaphorical hip waders, grabbing our shovels, and heading straight for the heart of the swamp.
Heart of the swamp.
We're going to be looking at what's shaking over at the Department of Government Efficiency. Yeah, you know, DOGE. We're going to be talking about transparency in our government or, you know, the lack thereof.
Right.
And we've got some pretty wild claims swirling around about what went down back in the good old Obama days, folks.
The good old days.
Plus, we'll be shining a spotlight on some incredible examples of grassroots support that are really warming our patriotic hearts.
Warming our hearts.
Now, hold on to your hats, patriots, because to bring you this deep dive, we've been digging through mountains of information.
Mountains.
We've got DOGE's official chatter on X, news reports from all corners of the globe, the wild and wacky world of social media, and even some insider whispers that, well, let's just say they'll make you raise an eyebrow.
An eyebrow.
Get ready, patriots. It's about to get real.
All right, patriots, welcome back to the Daily DOGE Report, where we, you know, dig into all the stuff that the elites and the leftists don't want you to know about.
Right.
And as always, I am Grace.
Absolutely.
And with me is the man who can sniff out government waste faster than a hound dog on a ham sandwich.
Yeah. Well, it's Caleb.
That's right.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic because we have got a juicy episode today.
Oh, we do.
Filled with stuff like DOGE doing their good work.
Right.
And
a lot of really interesting stuff. And this is coming straight from the listeners.
Yes.
And, you know, we appreciate all the information that you send us. And yeah. We're going to dive into it today.
So let's talk about DOGE first.
You know, these guys, they're on a mission to modernize the federal government.
Right.
They want to drag it kicking and screaming into the 21st century, and it's about time.
It is.
You know, they want to make technology work for us for a change instead of against us, and they want to slash waste and ultimately put a dent in that massive deficit.
Yes.
That seems to just keep growing.
Yeah.
And what's really cool is this whole thing got started way back in the Trump administration.
That's right.
And get this. Elon Musk was actually involved in the beginning.
Yeah.
The guy who's trying to get us to Mars and own the libs at the same time was actually part of this.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
It is very cool. And it's, you know, they've done some really great work already, and they're continuing to do great work. And I think that's what's important to highlight here is that DOGE, they're taking this seriously. They're really trying to make a difference. And you know, it's refreshing to see.
And they're not messing around either.
No.
I mean, just recently, these guys, they axed 121 contracts.
Wow.
In just 3 days.
That's amazing.
And they saved $156 million.
That's incredible.
Just like that.
Just like that.
And you know what's even cooler?
What's that?
Is they gave us some specifics.
Yeah.
You know, they told us exactly what kind of stuff they were cutting.
Right.
For example, there was this DEI contract.
Diversity, equity, inclusion.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of that.
Good.
It was a $1.6 million contract.
Wow.
For social emotional learning, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It sounds ridiculous.
It does sound ridiculous, and I'm glad that they got rid of that.
Me too. And then there is this other one, a Department of Transportation contract.
Yeah.
For $143,000.
Wow.
Just like that.
That's a good chunk of change.
Yeah. And it really makes you wonder, like, what other ridiculous contracts are out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's just the tip of the iceberg, right? I mean, there's probably millions, if not billions of dollars being wasted on these kinds of things.
And you know, the best part is people are actually paying attention.
They are.
DOGE, they put out this announcement on X and it just blew up.
Oh, yeah.
Over 1.9 million views and 34,000 favorites.
That's huge.
People are hungry for this kind of news.
Absolutely. I think people are tired of their hard-earned money being wasted.
Yeah, they want to see some accountability,
right.
And they want to see some results.
Exactly.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Elon Musk,
our
favorite space cowboy.
Laughing cow, love that.
He announced that he's going to be blasting off from his official involvement with DOGE.
Oh, really?
By the end of May 2025.
Okay.
He says that most of the work to reduce the deficit by $1 trillion will be done by then. So he's like, my work here is done.
$1 trillion. That's a huge number.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
And, you know, this news, it spread like wildfire. It was on Fox News. It was on app.com, NDTV. Even the Magier Army 11 on X was talking about it.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about it.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, it's Elon Musk, and he's doing something that's actually going to benefit the American people.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I just hope he's right.
I do, too.
I hope we actually see that $1 trillion drop.
I mean, it would be incredible.
It would be incredible.
It would be absolutely incredible. And I think it would really show the power of what can happen when you actually have people in charge who care about the American people and who care about doing the right thing.
Yeah. And, you know, it's got people talking.
It does.
I mean, this whole DOGE thing has got everybody on X buzzing about something really crazy.
What's that?
Taxpayer refunds.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine?
That would be amazing.
Getting a check in the mail.
Yeah.
From the government.
Instead of the other way around.
For once, people are even throwing around the number
$9,000. $9,000.
Person.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Hold your horses, patriots.
Yeah.
This is all speculation right now.
Right.
Just wishful thinking.
Yeah.
There's been no official announcement from DOGE about any refunds.
Right.
But the fact that people are even talking about it shows you that they're making a connection between government efficiency and their own bank accounts.
Exactly.
They're finally seeing that, hey, if the government wastes less money, maybe we can get some of that money back.
Yeah. And that's a powerful message.
It is.
And I think it's one that resonates with a lot of people.
So for those of you who want to keep an eye on what DOGE is doing.
Yeah.
They do have a website. It's doge.gov.
Okay.
It's got their X feed embedded.
Okay.
And some info about how they're structured.
Right.
And they seem to really want to be transparent.
That's good.
Which is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
But some eagle-eyed listeners have noticed that the section on their website about track and savings hasn't been updated in a while.
Oh, really?
The last update we saw was around March 24th, 2025.
Okay.
So hopefully they'll get their act together on that front.
Right. I mean, transparency is important. And if they're going to brag about saving money, they got to show us the receipts.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's all just talk.
All talk, no action.
Right.
Okay. So let's shift gears now.
Yeah.
And let's talk about something a little bit different.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Obama administration and USI.
United States Agency for International Development.
Yeah, USI. Oh, yeah. Now, this is where things get a little bit interesting.
Right.
So we heard from Mike Benz.
Okay.
And he was on Joe Rogan's podcast. Mm-hmm. And he basically spilled the beans.
Oh.
About this alleged scheme involving USII and Cuba.
Okay.
Now, the claim is that a whopping $1.2 billion of taxpayer money went to Cuba.
$1 billion?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
And you might think, oh, you know, maybe they were helping him out with something important.
Right.
Like infrastructure or healthcare or something.
Right.
But no. The allegation is that this money was used to sponsor activist groups and train them in social media.
Oh, wow.
Facebook, Twitter, hashtags, all that stuff.
That's interesting.
And even coordinating protests. Oh. Some people have even called it rent-a-riot.
Rent-a-riot, huh?
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
And it just makes you wonder, what were they really up to?
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty serious allegation. And, and it really raises some questions about what USI is doing with our tax dollars.
And it gets even crazier.
Does it?
Apparently, they created this Twitter clone specifically for Cuba.
Oh, wow.
It was called Zunzunio.
Zunzunio.
Which is Cuban slang for hummingbird. Oh. They were trying to sound all cute and innocent with it.
Right.
And the idea was that it would look and feel exactly like Twitter, so people would be comfortable using it.
Right.
And then the alleged strategy was to start by posting non-controversial stuff.
Okay.
Like sports music, hurricane updates.
Right.
Just everyday stuff, you know, just to build up a following.
To get people hooked.
Yeah, get people hooked.
Right.
And then once they had a captive audience, they would hit them with political messages.
Oh, wow.
Using these things called social bots.
Social bots?
Yeah.
What are those?
Social bots are basically automated accounts.
Okay.
That are designed to spread messages.
Okay.
And make it look like there's this huge groundswell of support for a certain idea or cause.
Oh, wow. So they're like fake accounts.
Yeah, basically.
That's pretty sneaky.
It is pretty sneaky.
Yeah.
And they were allegedly using these social bots to try and stir up dissent in Cuba.
Wow.
It's like something straight out of a James Bond movie.
It does.
Only it was probably funded by your tax dollars.
That's crazy.
And hold on to your hats, folks, because the
Yeah.
money trail gets even weirder.
Oh, no.
The allegation is that these U.S.-side funds were being laundered through the Cayman Islands. You know,
Oh.
that lovely little tax haven, before they finally ended up in the hands of these activist groups in Cuba.
Wow. So they were moving the money around
Yeah, they were moving it around.
to make it look like it was coming from somewhere else.
Exactly.
Wow.
And they even mentioned Pakistani aid as an example of how this whole shell game might have worked.
That's crazy.
Pretty wild.
It is. And it really makes you wonder, I mean, is our foreign aid actually helping anyone?
Yeah.
Or is it just being used to fund these shady operations?
That's the question.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's talk about something else
Yeah.
that's allegedly been going on.
Right.
Gallup, you know, the pollsters,
Yeah.
the ones who always seem to have polls that favor the left.
Right.
Well, there's a claim going around that they were actually being paid by USA
Oh, wow.
and the
The
USGMA.
U.S. Agency for Global Media.
Yeah, and they were even labeled a propaganda poll company.
A propaganda poll company,
Yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
That's a pretty serious accusation.
And the observation that's being made is, and I quote, "Of course, their polls support Ukraine," the implication being that this government funding was skewing their results.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting money from the government, you're probably going to want to say things that the government wants you to say.
Right. It
So,
makes you wonder if any of these polls are actually legit or if
yeah.
they're just another way to manipulate public opinion.
Right. It's all about control, right? They
Exactly.
want to control the narrative. They want to control what people think.
And speaking of people who are trying to expose the truth,
Yeah.
General Mike Flynn,
Yeah.
he's been a huge supporter of DOGE,
He has.
and he's also been very vocal about the whole deep state phenomenon,
Right.
and he's called for audits of these three-letter agencies.
The CIA, the FBI.
Yeah, all of them
Oh.
to root out what he calls the rot.
The corruption, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he even brings up his own experience of being basically ousted after he dared to ask some questions about the Pentagon's black budgets and covert operations.
Yeah, he got in trouble for asking questions,
He
which
did.
is not a good sign.
Not a good sign.
Well.
And he defines the deep state as these entrenched career bureaucrats
Right.
within these agencies, particularly the CIA,
Okay.
who are trying to protect their $1 trillion annual waste pile.
Wow, $1 trillion.
Yeah.
That's a lot of waste.
And he says they're gonna resist DOGE's
Oh,
efforts.
I'm sure they will.
They're gonna hide behind national
Yeah,
security.
that's their favorite excuse.
That's their go-to.
Right.
So it's like you've got this battle going on.
Right.
You've got DOGE trying to bring some transparency with their excommunications and their website, even
Yeah.
if they do need to update that savings section.
Right.
And then you've got these shady allegations about USA
Yeah.
and their activities in Cuba and the money laundering.
Yeah.
And then you've got Gallup, this polling company that's allegedly in the government's pocket.
Right.
It's just, it really makes you wonder about transparency in government.
Yeah, it does. And I think it's important to remember that the government is supposed to work for us.
Yes.
We're not supposed to work for the government.
That's right.
And when we see things like this, it really makes you question, you know, who's really in charge here?
Who's pulling the strings?
Exactly.
And speaking of things that make you question things,
Oh, what's that?
we also got a tip about the Signal app.
Signal, the
Yeah.
encrypted messaging app.
Right.
Okay.
Apparently, there are allegations of U.S. government funding
Oh, no.
and backdoor access.
Wow.
So even our encrypted apps might not be safe.
Right. So much for privacy.
Exactly. It's
It
scary.
is scary. And this whole thing ties into the Open Technology Fund.
The OTF? Yeah.
Yeah. And the U.S. Agency for Global Media.
The USGMA,
Yeah.
the one we just talked about.
The one we just talked about.
Okay.
It's all
It's
connected.
all connected. So it's like you can't escape the government's reach.
It's like they're everywhere. It's like
Everywhere.
the Eye of Sauron
Yeah, exactly.
watching everything we do.
But you know what? In the midst of all this craziness,
Yeah.
it's important to remember that there are still good people out there,
Absolutely.
patriots who are fighting for what's right,
Right?
like DOGE
Yeah.
and General Flynn and everyday Americans who are demanding accountability from their government.
Right.
And you know what? There's this amazing song that came out.
A song.
Yeah, it's called Ode to DOGE.
Ode to DOGE.
And it's a rap hip hop track
Oh, wow.
that was created by some patriots on X.
Okay.
And the lyrics were written by Tiffany Poehler and her daughter.
Wow.
And the music and AI vocals were done by James R. Laudermilk.
Okay.
And all the proceeds from the song are going to help Tiffany and her daughter,
Oh, that's great.
who are going through a tough time right now.
That's great that people are coming together to support each other. That's what it's all about.
And you know what?
Oh.
Even that Zinzunio thing,
yeah,
as messed up as it was,
right,
it does show a certain level of ingenuity.
It does.
I mean, the government came up with this whole elaborate scheme
yeah.
to try and manipulate people.
Yeah, they put a lot of effort into it.
They did.
Which is kind of sad.
It is kind of sad.
Yeah.
So the big takeaway here is that DOGE is doing good work.
They are.
But they're facing an uphill battle
right.
against the deep state.
Yeah.
And we've also learned that the government has a history of shady behavior.
They do.
Involving foreign aid.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly manipulating information through polls.
Right.
So it's up to us.
It is.
The patriots to
yeah.
stay vigilant.
Right.
And hold our government accountable. And
yeah.
always question the narratives that we're being fed.
Right. So there you have it, patriots. We've covered a lot of ground today. From DOGE's mission to drain the swamp of wasteful spending, to Elon Musk shaking things up, to General Flynn standing up to transparency, and that awesome Ode to DOGE rap song.
And let's not forget about those serious allegations surrounding USAID's activities back in the Obama era, the questions about the Signal app, and the whole Judge Boasberg controversy.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride.
It really has. But I think the key takeaway here is that transparency and accountability are crucial now more than ever.
Couldn't agree more. So, Patriots, it's time to put on your thinking caps. We've given you a lot to chew on today, but now we want to hear from you. We've shown you the sources. Now it's up to you to do your own research, think critically, and decide what you believe. It's your duty as a patriot to stay informed and hold our government accountable.
We live in a time where information is abundant, but discerning truth from falsehood requires vigilance.
So tell us, patriots, what do you think is the biggest takeaway from all of this? What can we do to make sure our government is serving us, not the other way around? Let us know in the comments.
That's the question we should all be asking ourselves, and it's a question that deserves a thoughtful answer.
Thank you all for joining us on this deep dive. And remember, stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay patriotic.
And never stop asking questions.
We'll see you next time on the Daily DOGE Report.
Keep fighting the good fight, patriots.
God bless America.